Hello and welcome to the Built to Scale podcast, a podcast from Sattva where we explore the stories, the systems, the turning points behind businesses that are built to last. I'm your host, Maggie Olson, and each week I interview and talk with entrepreneurs, founders, and industry experts to uncover what it really takes to grow a business without losing yourself in the process. Because scaling isn't always about working harder or adding more tools. A lot of the time, it's about building the right systems, making intentional decisions, and creating a business that really supports the life you're trying to build. So let's go ahead and get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Built to Scale podcast. Today, I want to open up with a little bit of a question, and that is, how do you grow a community without making people feel like just another number? And I know that every founder and every entrepreneur wants to grow. That's why we all started a business. But sometimes growth can create distance between the business and the people it serves. So today I'm super excited to have my guest, Robin Sims Allen, who is the founder of Total Her. And that's a leadership platform that helps women advance their careers, business, and confidence. And as her community continues to grow, she is navigating one of the biggest challenges that founders face, and that is building systems that support scale without sacrificing that genuine connection. So Robin, welcome to the Built to Scale podcast. I'm so happy you're here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I would consider myself a problem solver. I see problems everywhere. And my goal or my objective is to solve those problems. The biggest ones are the biggest ones. And that's what I spend my time doing.
Cool. I love that. So how long ago did you start Total Her?
Officially, I would say that I started Total Her March of 2025.
Okay.
And we have done several pivots since then, and we're even in the midst of doing a pivot again.
I love that. Not because I love pivots, but I also, you know, I think it's part of business where you go in and you're like, okay, this is going to work. And then all of a sudden you're like, actually, no, we need to pivot. So tell me a little bit about the current pivot that you're in. Like what started it? Like, how did you know it was time? I guess that is probably a question that I hear most often. I think I need to pivot. How do I know it's the right time?
I think pivoting is a natural thing. You just have to do it. It's not something that you can say per se that it's time to do it. You can make a decision today and decide tomorrow that you need to go in a different direction. And me, the queen, I would consider myself the queen of pivot. It's just knowing when to do that. And it could be a number of things. It could be because your market changed, or your interest changed, or your customer has changed, or the environment, or the climate, anything could cause a change. And again, I could have a decision today and change it tomorrow. And that's the part that I like about myself the most, is I'm willing to change. And when I change, I mean, I throw everything against the wall like spaghetti, and we see what sticks. And mm-hmm. I think women as a whole need to do that a lot more, because that's your genius in you. That's your superpower, is to take something. And if you see that it's not going in the right direction, or you haven't achieved the objective or whatever it was that you were trying to do, change. It is mm-hmm. literally okay to change your mind from minute to minute if you have to.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think that's such a cool perspective to have, because sometimes I feel like women get trapped in this, like, oh, I have to stay here in this lane and just stick it out, right? Instead of like pivoting, right? Instead of making that change, that shift. And I know so many people will say, don't throw spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. But sometimes in business, you have to, because you have so many ideas, because you have so much stuff that you're juggling. Sometimes you have to throw the spaghetti at the wall, see what sticks, and then pick it up and move on, right? Like move on from there and make those changes. Now, I know you're a super passionate person, but when did you realize in your business that like passion alone wasn't enough? Like you needed more. Like what change happened where you noticed that you needed more help?
Helping, that is something that I learned recently. I would say that I learned that I needed people to help me with my vision probably when it got to the point where I burned out, literally. So it took place on January 3rd this year. And I remember that day well, because that was the day where the system in my head, it broke. I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot do another thing, not a single thing. I don't want to switch another strategy. I don't want to solve another problem. Why is this happening? And I realized it's because I needed help. I needed a team. So at that point, that is when I literally hired help. And me first, let me just go on the end and describe this. First, I'm the cheapest person alive. So that was the first problem. I'm like, oh my God, I have to pay people, you know? So that was the first thing. So I had to get over that. And then it was, can I trust people to do my vision or to get me to the next stage? And that was literally a process that I had to learn. I would just say literally learning how to be a CEO was what I have been doing. I've had it on paper for many, many years, but I never actually did it because it was always a one-stop shop. It was me. I'm the admin. I'm the everybody. So it finally got to the point where, hey, I needed a team. Now, during my journey, I did hire consultants, but they were on a project base. It was kind of, you give them a task, a deliverable, your project budget, and it's done. It's over with. That's the end of that, that endeavor. I have a long-term relationship with my developers, and it's a very large team of developers, and they can tell you themselves, I am not really the type of person that wanted to wholly depend on someone else. I was over here behind the scenes trying to figure out what other certifications or education that I can do so I can do some of this stuff on my own just in case something goes left. Even now, to the point where I would just say the last 3 days from today, the last 3 days, I have been contemplating taking my LSATs simply because I feel like I need to go to law school because I don't trust lawyers. So once again, I have to go into the skill set that I need to start trusting people with the vision, start trusting them with where I need to be and hoping that they can get me to the next step and kind of leading from observation versus having my hands in it. But I still fully intend on going to law school. I mean, I'm not crazy. So that's just me.
No, and I think that's so important, right? Being able to take the reins and, first of all, trust yourself. And I think that is something in business, especially being able to trust yourself and then trust your gut, right? When you have those instincts of like, something feels off here. I don't like this. And then asking the questions, right? Poking and prodding and getting the answers to what you need, even if that means taking the LSAT, right? Where you can understand that kind of stuff. And I applaud you because that is something that, you know, I've talked to a lot of entrepreneurs for this podcast, for my other podcast, just in general in my own business over the last 20 years of business for myself. And knowledge is power in business, right? And today, you know, I mean, we can Google, we can chat GPT anything, but at the same time, it comes back to self-trust and really sitting in that, like, yep, I trust what I know, and I trust that the next thing that's coming to me is going to be the right next step kind of a thing.
Well, now it's about trusting that I'm going to meet the right people. Yeah. It's trusting that the energy that I'm putting into the world is coming back in a positive manner. It's trusting that the next decision that I'm going to make is going to be for them, the betterment, not only for myself, but for the women that I'm building this platform for. So it's literally that's my key word for the year, trust. I'm trusting the process. I'm trusting the system. I'm trusting myself. I'm trusting my team. I'm trusting everything at this particular moment in order to move to the next level. And you have to, at some point, figure out what your theme is or what your key word is for the year and order your tasks according to that.
Yeah. Ooh, I love that. I love that so much. So let's talk a little bit about the platform that you're building. So you're building a leadership platform that is meant to feel really personal. So tell me, how do you create the systems, the platform? I know you said you had help, but like when you dreamed about this, when you kind of like formed that in your mind, how did you create that without making people feel like they're going through a machine?
It was simply, I put myself what I wish I had when I first started. When I did my first venture back in 2007, my first thing was, is why does this have to be so hard? Why is creating something, why can't that just be the end? You create something, you find the right people, the right strategy, the right funding, whatever it was, it should end at that point. It just should not be that hard to do anything. And that has been my motivation from them, because I'm thinking about the women like yourself who has built their businesses for 20 years, but they've also realized that, hey, social media is, you're either thriving from it or it's a death by social media. It's either you're spending thousands of dollars on ads, or you're trying to pay social media managers or content creators, or trying to trick an algorithm or create an algorithm. It's all kinds of things. And what I wanted was a platform where women don't have to do any of that. They don't need to maintain five different subscriptions, five different platforms, just so that they can grow their business or start their business or think about brainstorming creating a business. And that is what Total Her is for, because I want you to be able to do what you need to do without all the extra. I took the thought process out for you, so you don't have to do that anymore. So as far as in you trying to remember, well, hey, did I pay my Zoom subscription? Oh, did I pay my Calendly subscription? Oh, did I do my ad spend on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or whatever it was? What's the budget? What did I set up here? What worked? What didn't work? What content originated with people? What did they like? What did they didn't like? And that is what I'm creating Total Her to do right now. My AI is going to tell you exactly what your strategy should be. It's going to tell you exactly what your content is doing, what is landing, what is not landing, what content you need to create, what opportunities to grow your business. Because the first thing my AI is going to ask you is, how much money are you trying to make? And when you tell it how much you're trying to make, it's going to tell you everything you need to do to get to that point, because I want you to reach your goal. In order for you to reach your goal, I reach my goal. So it's literally a partnership. And I literally wanted to give women my mission: freedom, freedom of time, freedom of effort, freedom of noise. That was what the mission was when I started Total Her, and that is definitely the mission today.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I have goosebumps just listening to you talk. Like, I love how passionate you are about removing that bottleneck, right? Where, you know, like, you go into business, and, you know, I started my first business in 2007, and like my first official business, right? As a kid, I was definitely babysitting, selling random hemp necklaces, right? I'm a child of the 90s. So, you know, like, all of that stuff. And like, when I think back to what I would have wanted, it's everything that you're describing, right? Removing that bottleneck of like, well, I don't know, how much do I spend on ads? Do I have to do ads? Do I have to post everywhere? Do I have to like do all these things? Do I have to be doing this thing that everybody on the internet says I should do? If I don't want to do it, can I still reach those goals? Like, that's so important for women to have a resource like what you're creating, to be able to ask those questions and then trust that they're being supported, but also have that mirror back to them. Hey, here, if you want to do this, here's what you're going to have to do to get there, right? And I think that just puts so much possibility forward for everyone.
Yes. And that's the pivot that I'm doing right now. Right now, what you see in the app stores is Total Her as a social media platform or a networking platform, which is similar to the other platforms out there. The only difference is it's a trusted environment and it's built specifically for women. What I did, or what I'm doing right now, is pivoting to change it from social media to a future of work. Because the problem that I'm seeing right now is women are leaving the workforce. They're either leaving because they have to, or they're leaving because they need to. And at this particular moment, I want Total Her to be what, how I grew up, my parents telling me I needed a golden parachute. I needed to work somewhere long enough so I can get a golden parachute. Well, I don't want to work 20 years, 30 years at anybody's company but mine. I don't intend on retiring from anyone's company but mine. And I feel like every woman should be able to say the exact same thing. So therefore, Total Her is going to be someone's parachute.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It just makes me so excited to know that there's founders and people like you. Like, obviously I know that, but getting to interview, right, you today, others who I've interviewed, like, just makes me so excited for all the things that are being built right now that, you know, my daughter could be a part of in the future, that are going to even sustain people who, women who are leaving the workforce now, who need a place to land where they're like, okay, I have this idea. Like, I know it could work, but like, I need support. Like, that just makes me so, so excited for like, for everything that you're doing right now. I think it's going to be so, so amazing. So I'm curious about some of the systems. So would I love to talk about systems and business. So what is like a system or a habit or even a process that has really had the biggest impact on your business, especially as you've pivoted and started to make changes? Is there anything that kind of sticks out that has really been like, not a crutch, but like a place to land for you?
I would say the biggest thing is listening to women, and sticking to what the basics was. The basics was, it's for women, designed by women. And women is plural, not me. Although what you see initially right now in Total Her, that is literally all me. So what I'm thinking of at this particular moment is for it to be by women. So what I did was ask every woman. I'm walking up to random people and I'm just asking them a bunch of questions. I'm sending emails, I'm doing surveys, I'm talking to different women, I'm on traditional social media platforms, I'm commenting under other posts, I'm reading comments, and I'm literally getting new ideas by the second. And everything that is coming out in Total Her right now is because it was specifically asked for by the women that I serve.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. I think there's just so much empowerment and like come gather around and be part of this amazing community that you're creating here. So on the flip side of the question I just asked, the biggest impact, what's something you've intentionally let go of or stopped doing that has really allowed you to step into what you're doing now?
I would say the point of trying to reach the point of perfection, or the point of completion. I felt like, okay, well, all I needed to do was build a system and walk away. But building the system means continuously building the system, which mm-hmm. is what I do in day-to-day life as well. I'm constantly helping other organizations build and rebuild their systems. So the same thing needs to apply in my business as well. I need to continuously build on top of build because you're never done. Mm-hmm. It's never going to be a point in time where I can say Total Her is it's at its full life cycle. We're done. That's it. We're no more. It's never going to get to that point because every day, a woman is going to need something else in order to strive or thrive. And so that's going to take me continuously putting more effort into it. There might be days where I'm tired, I'm exhausted, or I'm just done, mentally depleted. But at the end of the day, I know that this is going to be something that the next woman is going to need in order to feed her family. Mm-hmm. This is something that she's going to need to do to perhaps maintain her mental health. Or it could be something that to maintain her physical health. It could be anything. This is going to impact a life. So at any point, I just can't walk away. So that's the thing that I have to do. I have to be okay with understanding that I can't walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like an evolution, right? Where it's just ever evolving and growing. And yeah, like that's just so awesome that it's just going to continue to grow. I think that's just so cool to know that, you know, it started with you and the ripple effect right now, how many people it will be able to help as it continues to grow and expand. So definitely. What's one thing that someone listening could do this week, like right now, to make their business feel lighter, right? We've talked about some of the things you've let go of, the things that you've really leaned into. So what's something that someone listening who's nodding their head going, oh my gosh, yes, what could they do?
The first thing, make a list. So I was speaking with an investor a couple of months ago, and she told me the strangest advice, and it was to write a press release for Total Her 5 years from now.
Okay.
What is Total Her supposed to be in 5 years? And when I say it took me every bit of 4 weeks to write it, because I just had no idea what she meant by that. But in hindsight, I know exactly what she means by that. She wanted to know exactly what was my end goal. So I think every woman needs to start with her end goal and work backwards. Instead mm-hmm. of trying to build a frame and then walk in that particular path, you need to start at the end and then work backwards. And the reason for that is because if you are at the end already, then you should be able to look behind you and see how many tasks it was that it took you to get there. And that's how you know what your first step is. So whether it be you want to retire early, well, what do you need to do to retire early? You need to find employment or build a business or get an education. Whatever those things are, you're going to start tracing your step backwards. So my first piece of advice is to write the end goal, write mm-hmm. it down, and then from there, begin your plan. And then the next thing that I'm going to tell you to do is write the word change as big as you can on something. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you see the word change every single day. And the reason for that is because I want you to mentally think about where you need to make a change. One activity for that day, do something you didn't do yesterday, whatever it was. So whether it was you supposed to go to the gym, or whether you were not supposed to eat that donut, or whether you were not supposed to do this or that, I want you to do the exact opposite after you see the word change. Figure out something to change. And once you start doing those changes, it's going to start becoming your habit. And when it's your habit, that's your way of life. And when it's your way of life, you're going to be at your goal that you wrote down from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such good advice. And I think, you know, it's one thing. I know when I start, I always like go back to like when I started any, so I've owned 3 businesses in the last 20 years. And I go back to that starting point, and it was like, oh, like my first business, I want to be a photographer. And, you know, just listening to you talk about like the end goal, I wish someone would have challenged me to write down an end goal, right? So my second business, I bought a yoga studio, I scaled it. And then in 2020, the end of 2020, I closed it. Like, I wish I would have had something like what you're building, or even you as someone in my court to say, okay, what's your end goal for the studio? Because when I closed that, I didn't have an exit plan, right? Nobody told me about that. And it's not to blame. It's not to place blame. It's just a matter of fact, I didn't have an exit plan and I didn't know what to do next, right? Because the times were so just weird, right? And I didn't know what was ahead of me. And I mean, like, I'm glad I closed the studio and shifted into the online space, right? Like, I wouldn't have podcasting if I would have kept the studio. So like, I'm thankful for all of that, but being able to have confidence in myself in closing some of the chapters that I've closed would have been like, that would have been such a breath of fresh air, right? Because I closed the studio and I still like very much remember the feeling, the heaviness of like, man, like, I'm so thankful to close this chapter, but also I'm so sad. Like, mm-hmm. It's hard to close a business and make a major, it's hard to pivot, right? Like, it's hard to pivot full stop. But like, when you're closing a business and you're like, man, this isn't aligned for me right now, what's next? Like, the feelings that I remember feeling were just heavy. And I wish I would have had someone like you in my court at that point in time to be like, yeah, it's okay to pivot. It's okay to change. Like, where do you see yourself in 20 years, even in 5 years, right? I think it's so important to take the time to reflect on that and go, okay, yeah, what do I want in the next 1, 3, 5, 20 years? Like, what does that look like? How does what I'm doing today look then? What do I want it to be? I think that's just it's so powerful. And it kind of brings us back to built to scale, right? It allows you to scale. So I'm curious, what does built to scale mean to you and your business?
Scaling is simply not being where you were yesterday. So as long as you're moving forward, even if you have to take steps backwards, you're still scaling, because you're not the same person. You're not doing the same thing. Your thinking process isn't the same. And I think as long as you're not stagnant and not willing to learn or invest in yourself or invest into your products or your business or whatever it is that you need to invest into, whether it be physical, monetarily, or otherwise, I think that's what scaling means. That means move it from point A to point B, even if you have to take a few steps backwards. But then that's where that change comes into place, because you have learned, okay, well, this is not in alignment. I need to do something else. And always take risk, because everything is a risk. I mean, walking out of the front door is a risk by itself. Yes. So it should be the same way of thinking with your business. You can't be safe. You can't best plan or have a strategy, worst case scenarios, because 9 out of 10 times, me being the avid planner I am, I plan out very well. And I mean, very, very well. And I can tell you right now, everything that I planned has never gone into the way it was supposed to. So that's just something that you just have to go with the stride and keep moving. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that so much. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. This has been such a great half hour. I can't believe it's been 30 minutes. These interviews always go so fast. I've learned so much. I'm so excited for what you're building. So I'll drop all the links down below in the show notes, but I'd love for you to share, where can everyone connect with you?
You can connect with me on all your traditional people. You can find me on LinkedIn, full name, Robin Sims Allen. You can also find me on Instagram. It's R Sims Allen. Same thing for Facebook. I believe that I'm on other platforms as well, but I'm probably not going to be the one to answer because, again, I just told you I finally hired a team. So yes, they're managing some of those. But those LinkedIn, Instagram, Threads, that's all me.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Awesome. Well, Robin, thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited for everyone listening. And for everyone listening, if you found value in this episode, please make sure you rate and review the episode, share it with your friends, make sure you're subscribed, follow along so that you get all the interviews right to your inbox. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you.